Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, December 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Some colleges cancel class because of COVID. Mayor de Blasio unveils yet another vax mandate. New study claims America's political polarization at a tipping point. The White House releases thousands of classified documents about the JFK assassination. Also, listeners, sound off. But first, prominent colleges closing campuses to slow the spread of COVID. Princeton, Cornell, NYU, urging students to head home as soon as possible for the holidays. All three schools report vaccination rates above 98%. That's everybody. Syracuse, Notre Dame, Boston U, also ordering all students and staffers to get booster shots before returning next year. New York Mayor de Blasio, who's out in about 2 weeks, releasing new details of his latest vax mandate. It never ends here in New York. Anyone working in the city has to receive their first injection of the vaccination by December 27th. They must confirm their second vax 45 days later. Children as young as 5 also required to provide proof of vaccination before entering any restaurant or store in the city. Critics say the rules impact minority communities and small businesses the most. De Blasio doesn't care. He's leaving office January 1st. Eric Adams becomes the new mayor, and we hope Adams does not continue the madness. Study from Cornell says the country's political polarization could be approaching the point of no return. According to researchers, the divisions in America run so deep, they may be impossible to overcome. 52% of young voters now believe democracy is either failing or in trouble. Just 7% say the USA is a healthy democracy. More than a third of younger people predict a civil war in their lifetime. The National Archives releasing 1,500 documents related to the assassination of JFK. The records available at the Archives website. Conspiracies surround the murder, as you know. Since the shooting in Dallas back in 1963, Gallup conducts an annual poll on the assassination. 61% of Americans believe, quote, Oswald did not act alone. Well, if you really want to know the truth, read my book, Killing Kennedy. We lay it out for you. In a moment, listeners have their say.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town if you wish to opine. So first letter comes from Wes in Racine, Wisconsin. Bill, dig deeper. Why is the media so corrupt? Specifically, ideology. Wes, it's a simple play. Most people running the corporate media outlets are ardently liberal, and they hire other people who see the world as they do. This has been going on for decades, but it has reached critical mass now because there are no rules anymore. You can lie in the media. You can smear. If the person's famous, the person can't sue. And the media knows that. You can distort. You can ignore important stories. Just this week, the inflation numbers, record high inflation numbers, that story was ignored by the nightly newscasts on ABC, CBS, and NBC. It is unbelievable. And it's all ideology those network chieftains want to protect the Biden administration. Martin Teaneck, New Jersey. O'Reilly, why can't we pass a criminal libel law to curb fake news? Because the Constitution specifically gives the press the right to say pretty much what it wants without government interference. Now, there are libel laws on the books, but again, if you are famous, if you are a politician, you don't have the same rights as a regular person. And we need to change it. That law, Martin, could change. We could do what the British do, and we should, because the press is out of control. John, Savannah, Georgia. I'm surprised that Hillary Clinton is testing the waters to jump back into politics when the Durham investigation has tied her so closely to the bogus Russian collusion hoax. What you probably are considering, John, is that the Durham investigation will be accurately reported when it is finally laid out there. It will not be. It will be ignored by much of the media. Hillary Clinton knows that. Hillary Clinton knows if she wants to run for president again, because Biden and Harris are doing so poorly, the press will largely protect her. She knows that. Judy, Clarendon, North Carolina. Bill, I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and thank you for working so hard to bring us a valid source of news. Hey, Judy, that's very, very nice of you. And I return the wishes to you and everybody listening to the O'Reilly Update. You know, Christmas, I'm going to get away from it all. I'm just not going to do the media thing for maybe 3 or 4 days because it's corrosive. It's not in the spirit of goodwill toward men, is it? So I'm going to enjoy my Christmas. I'm going to take a lot of naps, listen to a lot of Christmas songs, give a lot of presents, and I hope you do too. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together, and you can always reach me on BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. New Year's Eve rapidly approaching, 2021 will go down in history for COVID, the January 6th Capitol riot, the inauguration of Joe Biden, and the rise of cancel culture. All these events sparked some pretty dopey commentary, and here are a few of the worst quotes of the year. January 6th, Bette Midler on the riots. This is a coup. Look what the criminal Donald Trump has brought to this nation. Ms. Midler, known for her inflammatory far-left rhetoric. March 9th, New York Times columnist Charles Blow accuses cartoon skunk Pepe Le Pew of promoting rape. Quote, he grabs girls repeatedly without consent. Calm down, Charles. It's a cartoon. May 5th, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser bans dancing at weddings. You can have friends and family, but you have to sit down, said the mayor. June 8th, Vice President Harris defends not visiting the U.S.-Mexico border after being appointed the border czar by Joe Biden. Said Ms. Harris, quote, "Well, I haven't been to Europe either." Very good. July 8th, President Biden says a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan is not inevitable. Very good, Mr. Biden. Of course, Afghanistan fell just a month later. September 28th, Terry McAuliffe to Virginia voters, quote, "I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach," unquote. McAuliffe got his butt kicked in the Virginia gubernatorial election. October 14th, a Seattle elementary school principal banned Halloween. Quote, "The pumpkin parade marginalizes students of color who do not celebrate the holiday," unquote. December 7th, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot blames store owners for all the criminality. Quote, "I'm disappointed they're not doing more to take safety and make it a priority," said Mayor Lightfoot. And on December 9th, Black Lives Matter LA chapter blames police for the Jesse Smollett hate crime hoax. Those are some of the worst quotes of the year. Now this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.